What's that smell? Woe to you, you hypocrites. You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of the bones of the dead and everything unclean. Matthew chapter 23 verse 27. Doesn't that flower smell horrible? While most flowers smell wonderful, if you got a whiff of this monster, the Titan Arum, you'd run. Why? Well, consider its nickname, the corpse flower. And that just might give you a clue. In case you didn't know, a corpse is a rotting dead body. Yuck. The corpse flower grows in Indonesia and is one of the world's largest and rarest flowers. Its stalks can grow up to 15 feet tall and its bloom can be more than 3 feet wide. That's almost the length of a broom. But even with its amazing size, the corpse flower is best known for its foul odor. Its bloom smells rotten. Ugh. In fact, it even looks rotten. But all of this grossness makes it positively irresistible to insects, which the plant needs for pollination, so it can reproduce and make more big, stinky flowers. The outside of the corpse flower is actually kind of pretty, even though it smells like rotting flesh. Basically, it's the hypocrite of the plant world. What's a hypocrite, you ask? Well, that's a big fancy word for someone who pretends to be good only when people are watching. But when no one's watching, they do the wrong things. You could also call them two-faced or phony. Their insides and outsides don't match. Have you ever met anyone like that? Well, Jesus said that that's no way to live. Your words and actions should always be good and loving, whether anyone is watching or not. Now that's a life that will smell sweet. Dear God, I don't want my life to be stinky or phony or two-faced. Fill my heart with your love and help me do the right thing even when no one is watching. Did you know the Venus flytrap is one of the world's deadliest plants? If you're a bug, that is. Its leaves are actually a hinged trap. When a bug crawls in, it tickles the hair-like fibers on the leaves. This triggers the trap, and the leaves snap shut, trapping the insect inside, where it is slowly digested.